Welcome back to Dog Pound Report. With the Browns training camp on the horizon, we wanted to take a look at three things we are looking forward to heading into August. And Nathan, during training camp, you know, the competitions, they are at their peak. The coaches want it that way, and players are vying for top spots. What are the positions we are looking at the heated battle spots?
Well, listen, it's all about competition. That's what Ray Farmer wants. The depth is out there. We're going to start on offense with the wide receivers, and I think the sixth wide receiver is really a spot to watch. Bo, Hartline, Hawkins, Gabriel, and Vince Mailey, they're set. Gabriel's been the star of the offseason. Sixth spot, that's where it gets interesting. You got Marlon Moore, who was on the team all of last year, considered to be one of the best gunners in football on special teams. And when you bring in Andy Lee, you're going to have a guy booming the ball. You need gunners that can keep up with that big leg. I think that gives him an early edge. But then there's Travis Benjamin. He's a staple on this team, former fourth-round pick. Can he regain his form as a punt returner and as a receiver to crack this team? You have Rodney Smith, who's 6'5", who's had a very nice offseason, really developing a young player out of Florida State. And then, of course, Terrell Pryor, newly signed to this team. Those guys really, in my mind, competing for one spot because of the philosophy of this team. Running the football, punting it, playing great defense. I think Marlon Moore's got the edge right now. But Travis Benjamin, Terrell Pryor, Rodney Smith all have great shots.
Really quick, Pryor, can he play special teams?
I don't think so.
That's going to be
hard for him.
That makes it difficult for him.
Sure.
All right, let's go to the offensive line now. Where are you looking at on the offensive line to say this is the battle?
It's got to be on the right side, and I think it's going to be Cam Irving competing with John Greco at right guard, maybe Mitchell Schwartz at right tackle, but I think ultimately it's going to be Cam Irving and John Greco, and I think the first-round pick out of Florida State is going to eventually get the nod, which gives you tremendous depth because Greco then becomes your interior swing guy along all three positions, and that's a great place to be to have that guy to be able to step in, who's been a very solid starter for your team.
So what does Irving need to do, though, to step up and get that job? I mean, this isn't going to be easy for him.
No, he's got to go out there and show that he can come play at guard with something he has not done. Now, in the offseason, they've had everywhere on the line, but came in the league as a center out of Florida State, played left tackle there. He will back up Joe Thomas at left tackle, so if Thomas were to get hurt, he'd slide to left tackle and Greco would come back in at right guard. But he's got to show that he can help the run game and, of course, protect the quarterback, and I think that's what he's going to do.
All right, defensive line now. You got the rookie and you got the big veteran. What do you think?
Danny Shelton was brought in here and drafted early in this draft to start for this team. I think they are giddy about him. What's interesting about the defensive line is let's look at who's a given to make this team. Danny Shelton's a given. Randy Starks is a given. I think Dez Bryant's a given. Those are your starters. Then that second wave, you got Xavier Cooper, who was drafted. I'm pretty sure he's going to be a given. And John Hughes, who you just signed to a big extension. Right. So that's five. How many defensive linemen are you keeping in a 3-4, though? Because then you still have Phil Taylor in the last year of his deal, Billy Wynn in the last year of his deal, Armani Bryant, who they think is the best pass rusher of the group and might play some at outside linebacker, Ishmaelie Kitchen, and then there's Dylan Wynn, an undrafted free agent who's been the talk of camp. Realistically, maybe seven guys. That means two of Phil Taylor, Billy Wynn, Armani Bryant, Ishmaelie Kitchen won't be here. Do they keep eight on the defensive line in a 3-4? I don't know. It's going to be very tough, and I think that's why you're going to see some movement there in this offseason.
All right, I want to talk to you about something that I don't know a lot of people are talking about, but the kicker's position. And, you know, you got Mayfield's own Carey Spears who's going to try for this thing. Let's see if he can win it. But what are we going to see in kicker? Is this going to be his job? He's going to have to compete for it.
I don't think the kicker's here.
Okay.
I think the kicker that will kick for the Browns in week one is not currently here. But these two guys both can boom it. I've seen them. They're both good. They're close, neck and neck, coordinating special teams coordinator Chris Tabor. But I think ultimately, when it comes down to it, they're going to look for a veteran to come in later on. And I think that will ultimately be the kicker for this team.
All right. Let's move a little bit forward here then. And we'll talk about the second big thing. The Browns are going to Pittsburgh, New York on August 17th and August 18th, a joint practice with the Buffalo Bills. Why is this good?
Other than the fact that Pittsburgh sounds like Pittsburgh, which I don't like, this is great because you're going to get to compete against another team. It's almost like it's better than getting a preseason game because you're going to have multiple days of controlled practices. You get sick of going against the same guys, and it's the same offense against the same defense. You get a chance to measure where you are against another team. Plus, we're going to get to be at practice with Mike Pettine and Rex Ryan. And if you think that's going to be fun, I think it's going to be even better than you can think.
I think that's fun, but I also think that when you go back and talk about the defense where you've got guys that are going to be competing for positions, I think it's going to get scrappy and it's going to get a little bit mean when you're going up against another team and you're trying to prove I've been here long enough and I want to stay.
And it's going to add some fire to that preseason game on Thursday night on national television. So you're exactly right. It's a chance for these competitions to sort themselves out. You're not going to know what they're running. They're not going to know what you're running. It's a great opportunity for this line, by the way, on our offensive side of the football, to go against a great defensive front for the Buffalo Bills. See where they're at. See where our ground game is at. Also, stopping LeSean McCoy. You want to say we're going to stop the run? That's a great guy to test out your run defense against.
It's going to be fun. All right, the Browns are also going to take training camp on the road. They'll go to Columbus this summer with the Orange and Brown scrimmage taking place August 7th in Columbus at Ohio Stadium. 60,000 tickets were given away within hours of being available to the public. Man, it's going to be fun.
This is going to be awesome. And they capped it at 60,000 because it's a Friday night. They wanted to make sure fans had a good experience, that there wasn't too much congestion getting in there. But the fact that 60,000 tickets went in a couple of hours says this is very, very good for the Browns. Columbus showing that it is a little bit of a Browns town, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun to get those three former Buckeyes now. You got Widner, Hartline, Terrell Pryor back in the shoe. It's going to be a great environment and a great night.
Yeah, it's still Browns town. I mean, for a guy that lived in Franklin County as long as I did, it's Browns town. All right, stay tuned. Dog Pound, we'll be right back.
Coming up next, we analyze the Browns linebackers with linebacker extraordinaire Matt Wilhelm, and later on, our social post of the week.